Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to Dueling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down with one comic and we go into it in detail. This week, it's Orphan Black, the comic book based on the hit television series.
BBC TV show, I think it's.
Yep.
Full Sail Swamp.
You can get it on the Netflix.
Yeah.
And I believe also on the iTunes.
The Netunes and the iFlix.
The Netflix and the iTunes and the BBCs and the Hulus and all the things and the Whosits.
And the hoop to do.
So what do you know about Orphan Black, Matthew?
Well, you know that issue we just read?
Yep.
That's what I know about Orphan
Hey,
Black.
Congratulations. You have watched the first issue, or the first episode.
Have I? Is that what this was?
Pretty much. I mean, I have seen like the first three episodes. It was a while ago. But the this book is, man, it is really weird because if you've seen the TV series, there are a few added bits in this book that that are somewhat new, but everything else is straight out of the first, I want to say, two episodes. Maybe it's the first episode. So it's a lot of flashback stuff. It's a lot of this is stuff you know. But the problem is there's a lot of stuff from the show that is not in this book. In this book, like it goes a little bit deeper into the relationship with her stepbrother or her foster brother, and there's a whole thing regarding him and a drug dealer. Maybe that happens in the second episode of the show. But yeah, this was basically, let's give you a Cliff Notes version of the first episode.
Interesting.
And I mean a Cliff Notes version of the first episode, because the problem I had with this was it felt very disjointed as I was reading it.
That is weird, though.
What's that?
That when I get into this and I'm starting to read it, I kind of had no touchstone for it. And it just kind of flings us right into her life, and it flings us into not just her life, but her life pretending to be somebody else's life.
Yeah, so the way that this, you know, the way the TV show starts off, it starts off with, what's her name? At the train station, and she's having a conversation, and she's talking, I think, to Faye about how he needs to,
Beth.
Yeah, Beth, how she needs to disappear for a while. And then she looks over and we see this woman taking off her bag and her purse and taking off her shoes. And then they look at each other, and then she just steps into the train, and Beth sees that, and she's like, holy crap. And then she goes and grabs, the woman's stuff and runs off, and then she dumps into this person's life. So yeah, we really don't know too much about what has gone on before, and that's why I said there's some flashback episodes with Mrs. S that are not in the TV show, or at least they're not, I mean, they're referenced kind of stuff,
right.
But yeah, this was basically the first episode in comic book form.
Interesting. It's not as though I was turned off by the book. I do feel like without context, it kind of comes at you.
And well, that's how the first episode is. You should really take some time. I know in your super busy Power Ranger rerun watching that you don't have a lot of time, but watch the first episode of Orphan Black. Maybe
first
even the first
of
two.
All.
Because you know the you know what's not in here?
What's that?
All the naked and sexy that goes on.
Oh, well. So you're trying to convince me.
I the lure of freebooters on Netflix.
Do they do the naked on the BBC? I don't think
they do.
Do they?
Yeah. I had to actually, I was watching the first episode. I had to turn it off because they were getting it on and the boy was in the room and I was like, oop, time to turn this off.
The BBC America does that?
I don't know about BBC in America. I know on the version that I watched, there was nudity.
Oh, you watched off the iTunes. There's lots
probably,
of
nudity. Probably.
I downloaded Barney and there was nudity on iTunes.
Oh, yeah? Which one? Yeah. Was that the fish was naked?
You're thinking of Barney Miller.
Yeah. Isn't that what you were talking about?
Sure. Sure. I was talking about Barney Rubble.
Wojciechowicz was naked?
The one where Barney and Fred have to infiltrate the nudist colony.
Oh, yeah. That was a classic. Yeah, those strategically placed bushes.
Right. And, of course, you know, Barney needed slightly larger bushes. And the whole spaghetti. Fred had a problem. There's a reason why he's laughing all the time.
Quiet, you.
Then they stopped and had a Winston cigarette.
Yes. Shut up, dum-dums.
Okay, now we have your new cosplay. We're going to get you a green motorcycle helmet. And you're just going to walk in and go, shut up, dum-dums.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorite characters. The Great Kazoo. Out of that whole show. Actually, you know, we're talking about Orphan Black here.
Yes. So this Great Kazoo is my favorite Orphan Black character, too.
So this does dive into this whole thing of, well, how many different people are there that have this, that are basically clones? And that's what the series gets into. So by the end of this issue, you have met four of her clones.
Four.
Yes. The one on the motorcycle at the very end.
Right.
The one in the car behind her that jumps into the car and gets shot. And then the main character and the one that jumps in front of the train.
Okay. The one that jumps in front of the train is Sarah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I guess, yeah. To be honest, it's been so long.
Beth is the one who does it.
I think Beth is the main character.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Either Beth
Sarah is the one that's assuming Beth's identity.
Yeah, so this Beth is dead. Sarah's not dead. Okay,
no,
I had that group.
And like I said, this was maybe a year ago that I was watching those episodes. So it's a very popular show, and it gets deeper into conspiracy theories and this whole thing about cloning and then the organizations and whatnot, from what my understanding is. And so, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like Star Trek, like the Angel. Season 10, Smallville, you know, all those stuff.
X-Files.
Where it's kind of a, well, X-Files is a perfect example because that's what I was thinking about when I was reading this. This, again, I thought was a very disjointed adaptation of the first episode. And so for me, it was a little hard to kind of follow along. And I was trying to, again, put myself in a new person's chair, and it didn't make a lot of sense. And that's what I'm kind of hearing from you.
Yeah, it's a disjointed story, and I have some issues with, well, the issue. But only bits and pieces of it. It's something that it's exciting. It's a good, you know, kind of an adventure-y story. But there isn't an explanation necessarily of the context, the consequences. And I think that probably comes with, you know, knowing source material.
And I think that, you know, that's the feeling you're supposed to get from watching, you know, same way when you're watching the show. Why does she have a twin? Why does she have a triplet? Oh, my God, she's a quadruplet. That can't be right. There's something deeper going on here. I must watch the next episode. And it starts to evolve and ravel and tell a more complete story. In the back matter, Jody Hauser writes in and says, the comic book fits into the show's continuity, and while each issue focuses on a clone and her history, characters such as Donnie and Mrs. S. also play important roles in the past lives of these women. It's great to have rich world to play with, especially when blah, 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 blah. The thing that says this fits into the show's continuity. Well, yeah, when you're adapting, you know, the first episode, it's pretty easy to say that it fits into continuity. But like I said, there's a little peppering of little bits that may be new. The appeal to me when you're reading Steed and Mrs. Peel, when you're reading Buffy, when you're reading Smallville, when you're reading all these things, is these are stories set in that universe with these characters. And in the case of the X-Files and Buffy, they are in continuity adventures that continue beyond the series.
Right.
This would have probably been a lot better had there been a one page. Here's everything you need to know about what's going on in Orphan Black. Now let's tell some stories that happen in between episodes or happen in between seasons. Or now let's go back and look back at things that happened to one of these characters prior to, you know, this first issue or whatever. I don't know. That's just how I felt reading through this. I don't feel like I'm ripped off, because I did go to the store and buy the copy, and I got one of the variants.
Nice.
But I don't know. I just thought it was really weird.
I kind of agree with you. I don't know if I would, in issue one, start with what has gone before or things you need to know. But the way the story opens, I think, is more shocking if you see it on television. I can imagine that scene as being, you know, here's this girl, blah, 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 in her life. By the way, a woman who looks just like her just threw herself in front of a train.
Yeah.
If you have that context, and I think they're probably presuming that the readers do have that context, that they're coming in knowing Orphan Black and having seen the issues and wanting additional material, I think it would work fine. That said, I wasn't thrown by the book. I wasn't necessarily super into it, but it read clean, and it read to where the bits and pieces that we were given sort of give us a framework for something that's happening.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The other thing is, they do a great job in the show of taking the actress. Dang it. Let me find her name real quick. But they take the actress.
Tatiana something.
Well, they do a fantastic job of making her, well, look like her clones. Well, it's her, but, you know, doing the hair and makeup and changing her overall appearance so that she looks like someone else, even though it's clear that she is, that these are all clones.
Right.
When you're trying to do that in a book, if your art isn't spot on,
you have issues. There are a couple of those here. Mostly, and the way the art is done is kind of minimalist, I would say. And you can definitely tell when a character is supposed to be a clone. There are a couple of points where I'm like, oh, wait, step. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's supposed to be the same girl.
Right.
And when we get to that last page, I'm like, wait, is that a clone or not? I wasn't for sure, so I had to go back and compare. But yeah, I think part of it is the coloring. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like they've colored what should be a black and white sketch. Do you remember Charlie Adlard's work when he was working on X-Files? Back in the day for Topps Comics.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. I never bought any of the issues, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you have that art, and it would be the, you know, the deep blacks and kind of gray tones.
Yeah.
I feel like this is that with a color wash over it, which does sometimes mute the expectation that this character is this character.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's a ton of photo reference. But the way it's drawn, there could be a ton of photo reference. I mean,
yeah. Tatiana Maslany, I think is how you say her name. Maslany.
It's a cool name.
She's the person, the actress that plays this. You know, to be honest, I'm very interested in Orphan Black. I want to watch the entire series. It's, you know, from very intense from what people have said. Like I said, I've watched the first couple of episodes, and I'm kind of drawn into it. But I think that if you have no reference for this show, this book is not for you. That's my opinion.
It'll be an uphill climb. It will not be an easy experience for you. I would say that if you are looking at this as a channel into Orphan Black until you get your Netflix up and running or something, that might be good. But yeah, I would kind of agree with you. This is not a standalone sort of thing.
Yeah, I really think you have to have a frame of reference. And maybe if you just go over to the Orphan Black wiki page and read up on that. I mean, we do suggest that a lot of times to new comic book readers who are getting into, oh, where do I start with the Flash? Well, you could start with Wikipedia, and that would give you a good basis. Maybe
Orphan
that's what
Black is a television series on BBC starring Tatiana Maslany.
Yes, it's a Canadian science fiction television series.
Canadian?
Yeah.
Where'd that, what?
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, Canadian.
America's hat?
Yeah.
I thought these people were English.
I think it takes place in Boston. Let me see here.
Man, I liked it better when I thought it was English.
Man, I don't know.
Sorry. You know, somewhere out there, Ashley Robinson is shaking her fist at a computer screen. And I'm kind of happy with that.
I guess it doesn't matter where it takes place, but yeah, it's a Canadian science fiction television series.
Right. Interesting.
But it did debut on Space in Canada and on BBC America in the United States.
I remember it was a big deal.
It is, and it still is. It still is. And like I said, I would really encourage you, if you're wanting to check it out, because it is very shocking. I mean, when you see that person step off in front of the train, it's like, what the heck just happened? And then later, when she's assumed her identity, when Sarah's in Beth's apartment and the boyfriend comes over and they start getting it on, you're like, what is going on? And then, you know, one thing leads to another. And then you see another clone jump in the back of the car and she gets shot in the head. And it's like, what? It's just it's crazy because you're just sitting there with, again, like you said, no frame of reference. But I think the live action does better justice than this comic book does.
Do you think that they are going to just, well, I mean, if it's a series that lasts more than about 10 episodes, I don't know.
It's already into getting ready for the third season.
Okay. But I don't know. I mean, do you think they're going to adapt the episodes as they ran? With just some expanded material?
And that's the weird part, because it's talking about, again, in the back matter, she's talking about how each issue is going to focus on one of the clones and their history. So maybe we'll look at, you know, one of the other clones and get their history in regards to everything and wrap that around a particular episode or events that happened in a particular episode. I mean, that would make a lot more sense.
I wonder, you know, having not seen the episode, I wonder if there's more depth into Beth's backstory here.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I think there is. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Beyond just what Sarah watches on the DVD or hears on the answering machine or interacts with through the police detectives and the boyfriend. I mean, yeah, there is a little bit, but it doesn't really go a whole lot into depth though. It's not a whole lot more. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. It was okay. Again, if you've never seen the show, I would probably never recommend it. I would probably say go watch the first episode first, like I've been saying this whole episode, and then read the book, because I think then it'll make a lot more sense to you. But if you're already watching the show, you may not need to read the book, right? It's one of those awful catch-22s.
It's a hard balance. And when it comes to adaptations, I mean, everybody's taste varies. There are some adaptations that I just can't stand.
Yeah.
No matter how good they are as a comic book, I'm done. Whereas, you know, there are some that are god-awful, like the comic book version of The Black Hole.
Yes.
That I love to death because they're just so dumb.
Yeah. So, well, plus the comic book allowed you to go into the other side of the black hole, beyond the black hole.
Beyond the black hole.
And it wasn't a whole heaven or hell metaphor, so.
Well, it still was. It was actually just a poorly drawn hell of mirrors.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. That is Orphan Black from IDW Publishing out this week. Our stupid comic book store only had one copy of Munchkin this month. So I did get the new bonus card, and it looks like every month is going to have a new bonus exclusive card. So, man, I'm missing out there. But a lot of good stuff at your local comic book store. Go and check them out. In fact, next week from Dark Horse Comics, we've got Angel and Faith Season 10, Number 12, Dead Rider Trade Paperback, Game of Thrones Mug Martell. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. That's like a random series of words.
Hellboy and the BPRD Number 4, Lady Killer Number 2 and Number 3. There's a Legend of Korra plush Naga.
What?
Rat God number 2.
a naga?
Like a plush naga. Well, no, I think it's the naga is the buffalo, flying buffalo thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought a naga was a cobra.
No, maybe it is. Maybe you get your own stuffed cobra.
I'd like one.
DC Comics has Aquaman and the Others number 11, Batman Eternal number 48. God, I hope that series ends soon.
It's Eternal, Steven.
Oh, no! Detective Comics number 40, which I need to get caught on because everybody is talking about this in-game story that Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are doing.
The thing that's happening! Did you hear about the thing?
And I really like, if you want to go, Jason Inman did a great interview this week with DC. It's up on the website. It's up on the DC YouTube channel where he sits down and talks with Scott about, you know, this idea of how do you create and tempt Batman with the Joker time and time again. It was a good interview. It's a real quick one, but it's a nice tease to get you into in-game. So Detective Comics number 40 is out next week. Grayson number 8. Earth 2 World's End, number 22. Hinterkind, number 16.
They're Hinterkinden.
Infinity Man and the Forever People, number 8. Justice League 3000, number 15. Lobo, number 6. New 52 Futures End, number 4.
Different Future End.
Swamp Thing, number 40. Note price.
$4.99?
No, $3.99.
No wonder.
I was reading a good article, I forget where, in the last week or two, talking about there was going to be a price jump anyway up into the $4.99 bracket, but that they were going to do, I think it was going to be that one of the companies was going to do away with their additional increased pricing for the digital copy,
right,
and just go to the full, there's only one copy and it includes the digital copy, kind of like what Marvel's doing.
$3.99 with a digital copy.
No, $4.99 with a digital copy.
Yeah.
They're just giving an excuse to jump up a buck in price.
Yeah.
It's just getting to the point where I can't do it $5 an issue if that's what happens.
That's
I really honestly think $3.50 is really kind of the most I'm comfortable paying. When it hits $3.99 and I'm looking at it and I'm like, ugh, really?
Yeah.
And when it's $4.99, I really have to think about it. But if it was $3.50, because there's a lot of books from Dark Horse and IDW and Boom Studios that hit that $3.50 mark, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I'm super okay with $2.99, and I'm even more favorable of $1.99. And if somebody wanted to just start publishing 75-cent comics again, they would get all my money.
Yeah, but if you're selling 75-cent comics, you have to sell more than 50,000 copies.
Well,
which means you have to open things up to more than just the hardcore fans.
Tell a good story. Well, see, that's the problem, right? You know, it's really funny. People for years used to make fun of my previous real world job because the president there was keeping costs low. And everyone's like, well, how can you afford to keep costs so low and still function and be as successful as you are? And he just would respond to people, because we're serving more students. You
yeah.
serve more people and give them something of quality and maintain that quality. You can keep costs low, and it offsets across the board.
Yep.
Star Trek Planet of the Apes number 3 comes out next week from IDW Publishing. That is a $3.99 comic.
Get your paws off me, you green-blooded hobgoblin.
Winter World number 0, X-Files Year Zero trade paperback, $19.99 there.
I don't know what that is.
Image Comics has Alex plus Ada, or Ada. That's a trade Ada. Paperback. Yes. Big Man Plans, number 1. That's a mature reader title. I don't know what Big Man Plans are.
That's when we go out for pants. I need a new pair of slacks, you know.
So I've got to go over and make a plan to go to get my Big Man Pants.
Got to go to the Big Man Pants, yes.
Black Science, number 12. Dark Engine, number 5. Dying and the Dead, number 1. Egos, number 6. Nameless, number 1. And number 2. Marvel has all-new Hawkeye, number 1.
Hawkeye.
Are you looking for that? Looking forward to that? It's a whole different creative crew, isn't it?
Have they done the last issue of the old Hawkeye?
I believe so, yeah.
Did I miss it?
Maybe.
Oh, crap. It sucks to be me, doesn't it?
Avengers 42, Tro.
Tro.
T-R-O.
Right. The Road Out.
Is that what it is?
No.
Death of the Wolverine. Guardians Team-Ups, number 1. Hawkeye versus Deadpool gets a trade paperback. Iron Fist Living Weapon, number 10. Marvel's Ant-Man Prelude, number 2.
Ant-Man Prelude.
Miracle Man, number 16. Operation Sin, number 3. Princess Leia, number 1, arrives next week.
Cool.
Spider-Woman, number 5. In all the rest category.
They're here on Gilligan's Isle?
Altered States Vampirella One-Shot. I have no idea what that means. Maybe she gets into isolation tank and right, has a
and
freak
she starts
out.
Looking like William Hurt.
Yeah.
Or John Hurt.
John Hurt.
I don't know. She looks like either William Hurt or John Hurt. I can't remember which one is who. One's handsome and blonde, and the other one's the war doctor.
Black Cross number one. Crossed Badlands number 73. Crossed plus 100 number three. Crossed plus 100 number three has an American History X wraparound cover.
What?
That's what it says. Crossed plus 100 number three. American History X wrap cover mature reader 399.
I am terrified of that description.
Yeah. Imagine the curb stomping going on.
I don't want to.
No. Doctor Who 10th Doctor number 8. Doctor Who 11th Doctor number 9.
Doctor Who 9th Doctor number 3. Yahtzee!
Feathers number 3. Fiction Squad number 6. God is Dead number 30. Hero Cats number 4. Holy F number 2. You could either get it with the Jesus cover, the main cover, or the Satan cover.
I don't want any of those covers.
Oh, hey, I think it's, if I remember correctly from issue 1, Jesus and Satan get it on.
No, I don't know.
Imperium, we got a review over at the Major Spoilers website.
La, 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 I'm not listening. La, 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 la.
Lady Death ongoing number 24. And check out the variants that you get here. Sexy Sport Baseball cover. Sexy Sport Basketball cover. Sexy Sport Boxing cover. Notice it doesn't say Sexy Sport Foxy Boxing cover. Sexy Sport Football. Sexy Sport Hockey. Sexy Sport Soccer. Sexy Sport Tennis. Sexy Sport Track. Sexy Sport Volleyball cover. All those Lady Deaths. Lady Death Apocalypse number 1 and number 2.
Oh, I thought the apocalypse came from the...
from so many covers, sexy yeah. sport covers.
Sexy sport.
Crazy, man. Covers. That is just... I don't know. I don't understand. Pokemon the movie. Let's see. Pokemon XY. Pussycats number 0. RoboCop 2014 number 9. Steven Universe number 8. Terraformers graphic novel volume 5. Uber 23. Woods number 11. And Zombies vs. Cheerleaders 2015 St. Paddy's Day number 1. What is it with the... I don't get it. Hey, did you see the hot rumor today?
What's the hot rumor?
Remember last week now, for those of you who do not who are not a Major Spoilers VIP, Matthew and I have been doing a show called Flashback, for our VIP members over at members.majorspoilers.com.
Yeah, we have.
And I think last week we were talking about Firestorm and how I'm pretty sure it was on that episode where I said, my guess is Firestorm and Adam are going to get their own show next year.
Yeah.
And the hot rumor is that's exactly what's going to happen, with maybe a third character being rolled into that.
You know what they should call it?
What's that?
The League.
Well, that could be, you know, the start of it if that's what they were doing. But my guess is if they do it right, maybe they could throw in a female hero in that. Maybe Vixen. She's getting that animated series.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or like, Black Canary is in Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Get your Zatanna in there.
Oh, you could do something like that. But I thought that was interesting. I thought I'd pass it along. It was a hot rumor that popped up today that is the plan, is that Brandon Routh and Victor Garber and... that one
Steve
guy,
Amell.
Yeah.
Green Arrow's cousin.
Yes, was going to get their own get their own show. Blah, 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 if I can talk,
just,
so there you go.
Just as an aside, Stephen.
Okay.
It seems that the last issue of Hawkeye is going to be published after the first issue of the next volume of Hawkeye.
Well, for those of you who listen to the Major Spoilers podcast this week, we had James on talking about the West Coast strike, and we talked because that was, man, I cannot talk tonight. That came about because IDW missed a week in shipping stuff. And in that week, they had Star Trek 41, which was the start of this brand new arc. Well, this week, Star Trek 42 came out.
Oh, no.
Which is the second part of that new arc. So a lot of people are going to be confused.
That's not going to work.
It happens. Anyway, if you guys want to check out the Flash episodes that we have over at the VIP site, please do so. We really appreciate everyone who signs up to become a Major Spoilers VIP. $2, $5, $10 a month. It may not seem like a lot, but every little bit helps. And even at the $2 and $5 a month level, you get a lot of extra content over at the VIP site, and you help shows like this continue, and maybe even get me some speech path lessons, appointments, so I can correct this brain aneurysm thing that I've got going on. What else, Matthew?
We need to pick a thing we're going to review next week.
I haven't really, none of these really popped out at me. Why don't we take a look at... I have no idea.
Is Princess Leia still due next week?
It is due next week. It may have already been claimed. Why don't you go and look and see if Chris has already grabbed it. I was pretty sure he was doing Darth Vader number 2 this week. So he may have already put Princess Leia
number 1 has in fact been claimed.
By Ashley or Chris?
Steven Schleicher.
What? Okay, then we can do that next week.
You called it apparently in advance. By the way, this week is also Howard the Duck number 1. I called that in November of 2014.
Does it come out this week? Howard the Duck number 1?
It's supposed to be scheduled this week.
Oh, okay. All right.
It may have slid.
All right. Well, just we'll move Princess Leia over there, number 1, next week.
Podcast review. No, wait.
I'll just go and change the one that's already there.
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay.
So, right now, because I'm awesome.
Excellent. All right.
Spoilers. We work as a team, except we don't tell each other because we're not that good a team.
Spider-Man 2099 red t-shirt.
Oh, I love red t-shirt. That's probably my favorite crossover.
The one with red t-shirt meets LG, or the one where red t-shirt meets double XL?
No, actually, it's the 5XL. But the red t-shirt and Captain Cotton fight each other in hell.
Hmm.
I may be making that up.
A lot of merchandise. A lot of interesting merchandise coming out next week.
Wait, Spider-Man didn't fight the red t-shirt. Spider-Man fought the green t-shirt. Norman Osborn, the green t-shirt, threw his girlfriend off a train.
I'm trying to find out something that really pops out next week in this merchandise category. DC Comics Superhero Mad Libs. DC Comics Batman Corset.
Corset?
What? That's what it says.
Nice. I'd like that.
DC Comics Batman Corset. It only goes up to extra large, so you're out of luck there, Matthew.
That's
in fact, most of this merchandise... Well, what? Actually, yeah, most of this merchandise only goes up to XL. There's also a Harley Quinn corset and a Harley Quinn panty 3-pack that comes out next week. There's also, man, what is it with these corsets? There's a Supergirl corset, a Wonder Woman corset. That's some weird stuff.
They're selling corsets.
I guess. You can get a 12th British, you can get Doctor Who 12-inch British icon Dalek figure for $109.
Exterminate!
You can get a Dungeons & Dragons Tiamat Encounter black t-shirt. Godzilla Airstrike.
Is it a white and gold t-shirt?
No, it's a black t-shirt.
Okay.
Actually, if they did it right, it would be black, red, yellow, green, and blue, in addition to red. But I guess they weren't thinking that far ahead. Guardians of the Galaxy Star-Lord Dance-Off Athletic t-shirt. Guardians of the Galaxy in Concert t-shirt.
In Concert.
I guess. Joker Super Deformed Plush.
Weird.
Legend of Zelda Archer Link Royal Blue t-shirt. Lumberjanes Camp Logo Charcoal Women's t-shirt. Oh, man, they don't make them for the guys. Boo. One Piece WCF 15th Edition Hancock figure. What's WCF? Is that some wrestling thing?
I don't think so.
All right.
Rambo, the World Championship Federation.
Rambo 3 Stallone Signature Edition Knife. Rambo 4 Stallone Signature Edition Knife. Rambo 4 Standard Edition Knife. I like my merchandise, but some of the stuff that I'm seeing on the list either disturbs me or I just wonder why.
Well, that's the thing about wondering. Sometimes you have to wonder.
Star Wars Dead or Alive silver t-shirt. Ooh, you get an IG-2000 expansion pack for your X-Wing game.
Can I get IG-88?
Well, that's not how the X-Wing game works. You're actually flying little ships around.
Pew, pew.
Pretty much, yeah. I think Brian, D&D Brian and I are trying to set up a time where we can record a attack wing with the Dungeons and Dragons attack wing, where we're flying dragons around. Mm-hmm. Should be interesting. Three Stooges retro pin. and a Three Stooges retro action figure, 8-inch action figure. So there you go. Please inquire. Let me ask you a question before we get out of here. We're already way long on this episode. Sorry, listeners.
Let's go. We're good.
Did you see this news this week that they're resurrecting Laurel and Hardy in cartoon form?
No.
Apparently they're doing it. The publicity art that I saw looked like late 60s, early 70s art.
Mm.
You know, just this really simplified caricature of the two characters.
Right.
Now, for you and I, it's pushing it for us to know who Laurel and Hardy are and to want to see their adventures.
Right.
So to do all new Laurel and Hardy cartoon adventures in this day and age has got to be either the biggest gamble that will pay off in a fountain of money being splashed all over the place.
Right.
Or someone's looking to lose their job in the most creative way possible.
Well,
because I just cannot imagine anybody sitting down to watch Laurel and Hardy in a cartoon form.
There are people who watch Laurel and Hardy, and I imagine that a cartoon with Laurel and Hardy probably wouldn't be any less ineffective than any other. When we were kids, they had the Three Stooges as cyborgs.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't very good.
It wasn't bad. It gave Frank Welker a job.
If I'm just saying that if they do with these Laurel and Hardy cartoons like what has happened to Woody Woodpecker and Tom and Jerry,
right?
It's just what's the point? Do more, you know, Annoying Orange and you know, stupid jackrabbit shows. That's what the kids want. Stupidity.
Do not do more Annoying Orange.
But that's what the kids are going to watch. They're not going to watch. I guarantee you my kids will have zero interest in Laurel and Hardy. If I sit them down, when I sit them down and say, guys, watch this, you're going to enjoy it. This is great comedy right here. They're going to look at it and then they're going to go. Then they're going to go, oh, I want to watch Mechanimals or whatever this show is that my youngest is watching now.
Mechanimals.
They're animals that are like Transformers. They transforms into trucks and to bulldozers and things, and they have to solve problems together. They're not going to watch Laurel and Hardy. Ooh, there's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
They could.
Quiet, dum-dum.
If you don't oversell it, if you're not like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. You should totally check it out.
I guarantee you.
I hate it when you do that. That's like, Rob, I watch Community. I love Community. Rob's like, it's the greatest thing ever. You should totally watch it. I'm like, I may stop watching it. I already like it. And I may stop watching it.
I don't oversell it.
Okay.
Listen.
You
even
can
if,
be
even if
the
I...
equivalent of a llama on the freeway sometimes. I'll be like, is this good? And you'll be like, run it in front of a truck.
I'll pack a bag. Let's get out of here. Get it? Ha! See you guys later. See, you could have so easily just done a sad trombone and I'd have been said, ha! See? Funny!
It was funny, though.
All right, that wraps it up for this episode. Talk to you later.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.